Timer. Good morning, everybody. How are we doing? Aluch de Chanukah to everybody. And today we'll discuss Parashas Miketz with a little bit of Chanukah, actually a lot of Chanukah. And I think that the themes, of course, run parallel. There's no such thing as a coincidence. Everything's a coincidence, as Parashas Miketz always falls out either on Chanukah or right before. Anyway, so after 2 years, the Medrash tells us that the time came. The time was over for the darkness that was given to the world, and it was the time that Yosef was able to leave the jail. And there are really two ways of looking at this, right? Aleph, one could look at it that because Paro had the dream, Yosef was then able to be redeemed from jail because he was known as the great translator of the dreams. That's the simpleton approach, so to speak, as a series of coincidences, so to speak. Or one could understand it that that's not exactly the case. It was the time for Yosef to be redeemed from jail, and because it was the time for Yosef to be redeemed from jail, therefore Paro had a dream. Not a Martin Luther King dream, but a Paro dream, where Paro all of a sudden sees he's standing on the oar, and he sees the cows, and he has nobody there to explain it, and all of the Gilgulim had to happen with the Saramashkim, etc., etc., in order for Yosef to be redeemed from jail. And the Medrash, the Beis Halevi in particular, articulates this point as it says in the Or Gedaliyahu. They both hack on the same exact Nakuda of this Medrash. That the Medrash says that the time of the punishment was over, Meis Hashem Yisbarach, and this is the Lashon, Davar Acher, Keitz Sham L'choshech, Zman Natan L'Yosef, Kamishonim Ya'aseh Ba'afela B'Beis Hashem. There was a certain amount of time that Yosef had to spend in jail for whatever reason. Kevin Shegia Keitz, when the time came, Chalom Paro Chalom, Chalom Chalam Paro Chalom, Paro dreamed a dream, U'B'Bir Adavar. So the Beis Halevi explains like this. Everything has a cause and an effect. Everything in life. So, a guy is in business, and he happens to own wheat, and the wheat goes up. Oh, so again, why does the wheat go up in price? Did he make money because the wheat went up in price? Or did the wheat go up in price because he needed to make money? And the Beis Halevi says clearly, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu running the world, the person needed to make money. HaKadosh Baruch Hu arranged it in a way that he's going to make money b'derech hateva, and that the wheat was going to go up in price. And this is a tremendous amount of bitachon that we have in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that everything he does for a reason. And Yosef, of course, didn't have that bitachon on whatever level we could understand, where he asked the Saramashkim to put in a good word for him, and because of that, Yosef had to be punished for 2 years. And the Or Gedaliyahu explains that for 1 year, Yosef was sitting and banking on the Saramashkim, and that the following year, as a result of that first year, he had to wait until the entire thing happened. And this is really the story of the entire Yosef Tzadik and the entire Chanukah, and really a fundamental dispute, so to speak, between the two dreams, the dream of Yosef and the dream of Paro. Isaac Bernstein has a great Torah where, you know, Yosef is saying his own dreams or listening to somebody else's dreams, but also in the format of the dreams, it's very different. That in the dream of Paro, where is Paro? Paro is above nature, so to speak. Where you see that Paro is Omed al Sfas HaYor. He is standing on the river, which is highly unusual. Nobody I know could stand on a river. That's not our religion, that's somebody else's religion. Where Paro says, I'm above nature and I can control it. Where Yosef doesn't once say that he is doing anything supernatural, he's pointing to the stars and the sun's doing everything, and he is just, that is symbolized by them. And this is a dispute between the Jews and the Mitzrayim and that particular Gullus. And the Gullus continues, of course, with the Gullus of Chanukah. And it's interesting that the Medrash, in describing Yosef in a pit, uses the term Choshech. Because what is Choshech? Choshech is darkness. But in another Medrash, it tells us that what is Choshech? Choshech is, in fact, the Gullus of Yavin. That it is a very, very different kind of Gullus than all the other kinds of Gullus. We know when it comes to Gullus Mitzrayim, we were in Mitzrayim. When it comes to Gullus of Bavel, we got sent to Rome. When it comes to the Gullus of Rome, we went to Rome. Bavel, we went to Bavel, excuse me. But when it comes to Gullus Yavin, it's a very different kind of Gullus. It's a Gullus in which we were in Eretz Yisrael, but they put like shades on us. We were dark. It was dark. We had no idea where we were. Gullus Yavin. So, what was really the idea? So I said last night in a different shir that they didn't take the oil and spill it out. That's not what they did. They took the oil and defiled it. They tainted it. They made it tummy. Timu kol hashmona. They could have spilled it out because, no, they wanted to just change our hashkafa, so to speak, where it was a little bit of confusion. Wait a second. What's the cause? What's the effect? Is it the cause that the reason why Paro had the dream was Paro had a dream, and it happens to be the effect was that Yosef got released from jail? But they said, no, guys, forget the Rabbanu Shalom and this whole thing. It wasn't about Yosef getting in jail. It was all a coincidence. Paro had a dream, and it happened to be the result was that Yosef got out of jail. But we understand clear when we look at the story that Yosef needed to get out of jail, and therefore Paro had a dream. But the Choshech confuses it and puts the things in the wrong order, because when you're darkness, you can't really see. The Sfas Emes has three amazing Sfas Emes. We'll show you all of them. The Tafresh Mem Hei, and Tafresh Mem Vav, and Tafresh Mem Al, because they all pretty much speak to the same theme as to what's going on here. We say, we have the following question. We say, we're going to say, Sha'asa Nisim Lavosenu Yubayimei Mayim Bab Zman Hazeh. And there were two miracles that happened. One of them was the war, and one of them was the Neiris Chanukah. But it's very funny because we really highlight the Neiris Chanukah. But if you think about it, we say Al Neis HaNeiris, but when you think about it, what was the reason why we had the Neis of the Neiris? We had it in order to light the candle of the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. But last I checked, there is a halachic principle called Anus Rachmanu Patrei, that if one can't do a mitzvah, he's exempt. Right? For example, I once had the Shaila, a guy was on the fire department, and I don't know if you remember Peninsula Boulevard a long time ago. There was tar all over the road, and the firemen worked from the time the sun rose until 12 o'clock on cleaning the road. And he was Osek b'malacha. So he asked me, what can you do? So there's a whole shaila about when we say Osek mitzvah, patim and a mitzvah, would he be able to do tashlumen, but onus, if there was an onus. But he didn't have to daven shachris. Why? Because onus rachmana patre. Because he was exempt because it was forced upon him. It wasn't that he made a choice, I'm not going to daven. The situation didn't exist for him to daven. And therefore you're exempt. We have this principle in Allah all over the place. So what was the necessity for the miracle of Chanukah? And so much so that we even celebrate the miracle of Chanukah further on. So the Sfas Emes explains like this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there was Yavin. And what was Yavin? Yavin was this darkness. Yavin was Yosef sitting in a pit full of darkness. And darkness means that they couldn't comprehend the hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in every aspect of their life. So therefore, it was necessary at that point for us to almost reinstitute in ourselves emuna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Chashmonaim, who still preserved that light, they were able to show everybody that, look, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still in the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the cause of all of this. It's not that it was a humanistic military victory. It was all that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has determined at this particular juncture, that the Choshech of Yavin would be extinguished and the light of the Jews was going to go. And therefore, Chanukah was established. And that makes sense now, because if you look at the Gemara doesn't say, you know, they didn't establish Chanukah until a year later. Right? The miracle happens, and a year later they say, you know what? Let's kavua for us the holiday. It says, only afterwards, when they saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands and all of the miracles, now we have to institute a holiday. We have to institute the holiday of Chanukah, by which we should understand that everything that happened was all to show the hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why everything was there. And it wasn't just a random chain of events that happened to lead to the Jews being victorious. We didn't need a miracle per se for the miracle itself. We needed the miracle for ourselves to reconnect and to get rid of the darkness in which Yavin wanted to place upon us. And this is why the Sfas Emes is now turning over to Tafresh Mem Vav, where the Sfas Emes is there, says such an unbelievable. He says there's a distinction between Balei Tshuva and people who are Hasidim, so to speak. He says that the Hasidim always had emunah. But Balei Tshuva, at one point in their lives, they didn't. And here, at the time of Yavin, there were many people who were mityavnim, who turned over to the Greek side, so to speak. And it was a bit of a tragedy that they went over to the Greek side. But what happened when they saw this miracle? They all of a sudden recognized, there's a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the world, and that turned them to Tshuva. So he says, this Sfas Emes, that's why by this particular mitzvah, there's this concept of Mahadrin, Mahadrin, Minah Mahadrin, to show us that these days are where there's light. There's darkness. No. Avoid the darkness. Darkness means v'timu kol hashmanim, that all of the shemen, all the oil became tameh. The light is showing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here in the world, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the script, so to speak, in which we're playing it. And that's why he says a beautiful idea here. That's why we dafka leave it by the window, towards the outside, to the public. So this should show the people who don't believe, look at the light! HaKadosh Baruch Hu causes miracles. He's the one running the show. Everything in our lives is just to get to a certain point. The only reason why Paro had the dreams was for Yosef to get out of jail. Yosef didn't get out of jail because Paro had the dreams. It was all there for that particular reason. And this is why we put the menorah by the light, to show this to everybody. And finally, turning our attention back to Tav Reish Mem, the last Sfas Emes there, there's a Mishnah Bikurim which says something very, very subtle. There's a halacha by Bikurim of Mevi Vikore, which means when you bring the Bikurim, you have to say some Sukkim as well. But once Sukkis passes, you're no longer allowed to be Mevi. You bring the Korbanos, you bring the Bikurim, but you don't Kori, you don't say the Psukkim of Arami Avirovi. Now, when are you allowed to bring the Bikurim up until? Chafei Kislev, until the 25th day of Kislev, because that's still the time when you're involved in the gathering of the new grain. But you can't be Korei, why not? Because you can only be Korei by the time, the Mepharshim explain, by the time of Simcha. But the Mishnah doesn't say that you could bring until Chafei Kislev. The Mishnah says you could only bring until Hanukkah. Very interesting Lashon that the Mishnah is bringing. Right? Why does it say specifically Hanukkah? So the Sfas Emes explains there are many relationships between Sukkah and Hanukkah. The most famous, which is the one he doesn't mention, is that why does Beis Shammai say we go down from 8 to 1? He says Keneged Pari HaChag, because on Sukkot the Korbanos go down. But there are many, many different examples. We know that there's a Hiddur mitzvah, which applies particularly by Sukkah, by the Esrog, where we see creates Hadar, and we have the idea by the menorah, which has to be Mahadrin, Mina Mahadrin. Okay, the Nes was done al yidei Kohanim by Chanukah, by the Chashmonim, and also by Sukkah, because Sukkah corresponds to Aaron HaKohen. Okay, we also establish Chanukah for 8 days. Forget the Kasha, the base Yosef for a moment, but we also celebrate Sukkot on some level for 8 days. He points out. So through the narrative of Chanukah, we are connecting to Sukkot. What's the connection between Chanukah and Sukkot? Bikurim goes up until Hanukkah, from Sukkot up until Hanukkah. What's the connection between the two? So what is Sukkot? You know, Rabbi Simon writes this at the very end of his Sefer, at the end of his first Mimer. He writes a very kisser. But what is Sukkot? Sukkot is a time when we say, you know what? Initially we went to the Midbar. It showed tremendous bitachon in the Kadosh Baruch Hu. We showed the Kadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. Whatever's going to happen is going to happen. We're willing to leave and go into the Midbar. Sukkot today, we're willing to leave the comfortable confines of our home and go out to show that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. That whatever's going to be is going to be. We're not in control. You know, comes time for the Chag HaAsif, we're gathering all of these, all of our vegetables, all of our fruits. At that time, we're feeling Kochi B'Yotzim Yotzim. No. HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. Remember to go into the Sukkah. Chanukah is at the darkest time of the year, figuratively and literally. It's the sun sets very early. It rises very late. It's very dark. And sometimes in the darkness, we need a reminder that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge. And that all of the events are happening in a way, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs it to happen in a certain way. And therefore, there is more light at this time that we have to bring into the world. And that's the Neris of Chanukah. The Neris of Chanukah, that's the connection perhaps between Chanukah and Sukkot, where all of a sudden, there's now more light. That we start to think we're in control, or that somebody else is in control. Elamai, comes Chanukah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, remember, he didn't have to make this miracle of Chanukah. It was unnecessary. Because Onis Rachman Apatri. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to show us, look, I could be above nature. You see the world through natural order, I could show you that I'm Lamala Min Ateva. There's going to be Lamala Min Ateva. And this is what Yosef HaTzadik, after 2 years in the Bor, understood. He wasn't being released because of Paro's dream. But Paro's dream only happened for Yosef to be released. Have a lichtige Chanukah and let us see more light at this time of darkness.